Moira, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
As often as you can feel let down by people, they'll often also really, truly surprise you.
Absolutely. Totally amazed I was last Tuesday week, the 22nd. I took a flight out to Malacca with Ryanair and paid for my coffees on board and whatever. I was with a friend. And that was all fine. Put my purse, as I thought, back into my handbag. And that was the end of it. I didn't think any more of it. Then we got off, was about to pay for some shopping, just milk and stuff for the apartment. And when I went to look for my purse, lo and behold, no purse.
Oh, God. And not just no purse. What else is in the purse? Credit cards?
Oh, all the cash for the holidays, a lot of money, and credit cards, driver's license, the usual.
How much money? I mean, how big a temptation are we talking about?
€800.
Ouch.
And I was only going out for a few days, but I always like to have a bit extra, and I happened to have a bit extra to bring with me, so that's what I did. So that was fine. I said, well, it's gone. There's nothing we can do about it. But my friend, that was
the first thing you have to, because it's not just cash as well. I mean, there is 2 or 3 hours of phone calls to various different places, cancelling cards and getting cards replaced and new driving licenses and so on.
Everything. It's just the hassle that's involved in it, you know. But anyway,
not a great way to spend the first day of your holidays, basically.
No, I wasn't a happy camper, but then I just said, well, what can I do? I can get on with it and whatever. So I borrowed some money anyway to keep me going. That was fine. And my friend Carmel wouldn't give up. She just would not give up. She kept emailing, ringing Ryanair, ringing Almeria Airport, everybody she could possibly think of. And then the next day she got an email back to say they found the purse. With all the money in it.
With everything. Untouched.
Untouched. So I just think I was just flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Because I had spent the night before now. I had been out for some food and drinks. And my brother got on to me because he was up in Mercy. And he was going to come down the next day and give me some money. And that was all going to be fine. But I was quite upset that night. Because it hadn't really hit me, I suppose, until, you know, that evening. And now, I think because Carmel,
we have to let people in on something here, or I have to ask you, I'm duty-bound to ask you.
Oh, absolutely.
Does the fact that your surname is O'Leary have anything to do with how quickly
absolutely.
It got back to you?
No, nothing. Relation to Michael O'Leary, no.
I wonder, did they look at the name on the driving license, though, and did they say,
I don't know. I wouldn't like to think they did, to be honest with you. I think somebody, whoever got it, probably the crew, because they do clean the aircraft.
I'm being curmudgeonly here, because they could have slipped €50 out of the wallet.
They could have taken a couple of hundred, and I wouldn't have minded even, you know.
But they didn't. You got everything back intact.
Everything back, and I would just like to thank Ryanair, whoever picked it up, the crew, on that flight last Tuesday. They were absolutely brilliant, wonderful people.
All right. Thank you very much for giving credit where it is due as well, Moira.
Thank you so much. Thanks a million for taking the call. Bye-bye.